Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Sari Williams. In our top spin, these are hard times for the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC. The U.S. agency is tasked with overseeing the financial industry. But the ongoing economic crisis has everyone from pundits to members of Congress to former SEC chair saying the agency failed to do its job. Even the SEC's own Inspector General recently released a report documenting how the agency failed to supervise brokerage firms. The SEC responded by hiring new public relations and policy advisors. One is a former Bush administration and Senate communications aide who left the PR firm Clark and Weinstock to take the position at the SEC. Another runs his own PR firm and served as a spokesman for former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. The SEC's last new advisor worked in the Reagan administration and headed the Congressional Budget Office.
Where you see an impending ecological crisis and an inadequate response from world governments, he sees business opportunities. Writing about the December 2009 International Climate Change meeting, an executive with the PR firm Edelman called it, quote, the biggest global opportunity for carbon messaging, end quote. International negotiators and environmentalists believe the 2009 meeting, called COP15, will be the make-or-break point for a binding agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Edelman executive called it, quote, a major opportunity for all my U.S. clients to go well beyond their European counterparts in the green image wars, end quote. He urged corporate executives to attend the COP15 meeting, which will be held in Denmark. He pointed out, quote, where do you think every respected environmental reporter on the planet will be? End quote.
This year's U.S. presidential election has seen its share of negative campaigning. But believe it or not, donations to the outside groups known as 527s are down more than $100 million compared to 2004. That doesn't mean that there aren't new 527s running outrageous ads. For example, this spot comes from a group called Born Alive Truth.
Can you imagine not giving babies their basic human rights, no matter how they entered our world? My name's Gianna Jessen, born 31 years ago after a failed abortion. But if Barack Obama had his way, I wouldn't be here.
Born Alive Truth accuses Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama of supporting infanticide. The nonpartisan group FactCheck.org found that Obama consistently explained his votes on the bills in question as defending abortion rights. Thanks to a Supreme Court ruling, 527s like these can run ads in the election's final days, unlike in 2004.
What does a favorable ruling from a Food and Drug Administration panel cost? Maybe $5 million? The chair of an FDA panel considering the safety of bisphenol A has come under scrutiny for accepting a $5 million grant from a defender of the chemical. The grant was made to the University of Michigan Risk Science Center, which the FDA panel chair founded and co-directs. The grant is nearly 25 times larger than the center's annual budget. But the chair says the donation won't affect his panel's ruling on bisphenol A, which is expected soon. Bisphenol A is a chemical found in water bottles, baby bottles, and aluminum cans, among other household items. Hundreds of studies have linked bisphenol A to health problems, including cancer, heart disease, and reproductive failures. Of the few studies that did not find a negative impact from bisphenol A, most were funded by the chemical industry.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the anti-Obama 527 group Born Alive Truth. Its public relations firm is Creative Response Concepts. That's the same PR firm that worked for perhaps the most infamous 527, the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Creative Response Concepts has also worked for numerous Republican national election committees and conservative groups, including the National Abstinence Education Association, the Christian Coalition, and the Parents Television Council. The Virginia-based PR firm also counts major corporations among its clients, such as AT&T, Time Warner, Viacom, and Walt Disney.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.